The title of this session is How to Use the Daily Goal Sheet and also the Teacher Checklist. I want to just share a few thoughts first on the purpose for the Daily Goal Sheet. This is found in your one of your certification notebooks under the area of charts. And it's a sheet that the student would put in his study cubicle or area, and he would refer to this during his daily studies. One of the purposes of this goal sheet is organization, for the purpose of keeping in order what he's working on to help that individual, that student, have a proper flow of work and to keep a balance so that he's not spending or she's not spending all their time on reading a book or completing one whole lesson or just working on a verse. There's already been some reference in some of the earlier sessions to a student getting all their studies done in that first 20 minutes maybe of the study time, and then using the rest of it for whatever that individual wanted to. And so it's a way of helping to make sure that the student is balancing their study time and using it wisely. It's also informative for the student. It lets them know what they're working on, what lessons they're working on for the next class session, which would be the next day. For the teacher, it would be informative, and it lets the teacher know what the student is planning to work on during the next class session. This chart shows Monday through Saturday on it, and also gives a list of the different areas that the individual might be involved in studying: lessons, scripture memory, personal reading, or character quality, or Bible reading class. And I have a few examples, student examples, of how they plan their lessons. And for example, this student is planning to work on lesson 108 and to do pages 15 through 22. That specifically lets him know what he's going to be working on for the next class during the next day. Purpose of that is that during the day they are involved in other activities, and in the evening maybe going out or staying home, whatever, and they come back to class the next day and they may not know what they're working on, but this goal sheet helps them to be informed as to what they're working on. Also, it's a way of preparing the student for the next class session. And as I've said, a student can come into the class already knowing what he's going to be working on. He's already prepared himself on paper for what he needs to be working on. It's an important tool. This goal sheet is an important tool in helping the individual to learn to plan ahead, learn the importance of preparing in advance, not waiting till the last minute. We've talked about reward and achievement in some of the previous sessions. There are ways of rewarding the individual for completing all of his studies for that day. As a student completes his goals, one of the ways that we recognize that accomplishment is to come over to his desk, and as he has completed something, as that student has completed something, we will check off in the box what they've completed as a way of saying this area is done, I'm going to move on to the next area of study. It also helps us, the teacher and the student, to communicate as to his progress during the process of the class, so that a student can't really get away with not being active in his study, working in the class session. It also provides a student with an opportunity to feel a sense of accomplishment. At the bottom of this chart, it says goals completed. This could be a place for the teacher to initial it or to put a star or some type of recognition on there to show that this individual has been recognized for his accomplishments. The procedure that the student could follow in completing the daily goal sheet basically would be at the end of the first class period of his first day in class would be for the teacher to come over to his desk and introduce this goal sheet to him and explain to him the purpose, which I've gone through and explained, and to sit down and demonstrate with this individual how to fill this out. If he's lurking, and probably in that first day he has been working on Project 301 and a possibility of even getting started on Lesson 101 or Lesson 1, and to either show him or tell him what to write down. If and today being Tuesday, the teacher would share with the student, okay, for Wednesday, let's write down Lesson 101. If he has completed probably the first three pages, you could say, okay, tomorrow let's start with page 4, write page 4, dash, and show him the rest of the lesson and say he could probably finish that lesson in that period. So you put down pages 4 through 10. That way, it indicates specifically the page number he's going to be working on. What would not be good would be for, or which would be a little general, would be just to put work on Lesson 101. Yes, it tells you what you're going to be working on, but it's, if at the end of the week you look back and the student has written over, in the boxes on individual lessons, work on Lesson 101, he did that on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we've got a problem. Problem is we're not being specific enough. The student has been working on that lesson, and who knows what he's accomplished. So to be specific helps him to know if he's really reached his goal or not. That's like running a race. If you run a race, you have a starting line and a finish line. If you never had a finish line, then you'd be constantly running, which would be rather ridiculous. I think another suggestion here is that the student fill this out in pencil. That is so that if any changes or adjustments need to be made, it can be easily erased, and it doesn't create a mess. Whereas if you do it in pen, you would be having to scribble. I would suggest that the goal sheet be completed during the last 5 minutes of the class period, 5 to 10 minutes of the class time, or to make sure at that point that all your goals are finalized. It may be that as you're working through the class period that when you finish something, you may say, okay, now while this is fresh on my mind, I'm going to write down what I'm going to be working on tomorrow in this. Let's say if the student has taken his self-test for Lesson 101, and he has finished that, it's graded, been discussed, well then he can plan to work or complete the final test for Lesson 101 the next day. So you could just write that in right then while it's fresh in his mind. And then as the teacher collects these goal sheets at the end of class, it'd be good for the teacher to just scan over briefly what the student is planning to work on. And if there's a need for making some adjustments right then, he might be able to say, okay, we need to make a change on this, or we need to be a little more specific. Can you write down the page numbers? For example, if he's reading a book and he's written the title of that book in and he says, I'm going to continue reading, improving my serve, or whatever the book is, improving your serve. But he's not put down the page numbers. Okay, you could say to him, okay, what pages do you think you can read tomorrow? And he says, well, I don't know. I said, well, what page did you finish with today? Let's start with that page. And if let's say it suggests if he is not going to come up with a specific number, say, okay, maybe you can read 5 pages tomorrow. Or after a period of time, you should be able to establish a certain number of pages he can read in a class period. Then after class, the teacher can go over the goal sheets and just check the progress on the student and make sure that the goals are specific and they're also realistic. I have an example here of a student who set some goals and he has planned to work on a lesson, a scripture verse, personal reading, character quality, Bible reading, and he's also planning to do an optional project. That means that's going to involve six areas of study in a two-hour time period. I would say that's probably too much. Unless this individual is really advanced in the areas that he's, or what he's planning to do is not going to be real lengthy. So you may need at the beginning of the next class period, and this leads to the next point, when you come back to the class the next day with their goal sheets and you hand them out, you might need to make some suggestions to them on areas that they need to be making some adjustments in. And one way we do it also is to just write in some suggested changes right there. Because if you have 12 students in the class or less or more, you may not want to take time and stay there with them to make the changes. You might suggest certain changes that they make right on the paper for them. I think I've already acknowledged or already mentioned the fact of acknowledgments or accomplishments, recognition. When they complete these, it's a way of, if you check it off or make some kind of indication of having completed something, it's a way of helping them to see what they've accomplished. Now, something that goes along with the goal sheets and can be filled out at the outside of class, and this is also a copy of this, is in your certification notebook, and it has been filled out to give you an example of how to do this, is the teacher checklist. And this is a way of, or let me just state the purpose for this, and then I'll go over a way you could do this. Part of the purpose for this teacher checklist is organization. It helps the teachers, if there's more than one teacher in a personal studies classroom, it helps them to get an overall picture of what each student is working on. It also is a way of communicating where each student is at as far as progress on Lesson 101 or Lesson 106 or a scripture verse. What part are they on? Are they working on their worksheet or are they taking an oral test today? A teacher can look at this checklist and in just a very short period of time get a bird's eye view of everything that individual is working on for that class that day. One of the things we've done at our center also is to categorize the students according to learning contract. And if they're in learning contract 1, then we put all of them in 1 at the top of the checklist, and then those who are in learning contract 2, we put them in another category, and then contract 3 and so forth. That way it helps us to know who are the new students, what students may need more attention if you have them spread out in the classroom. It's also the purpose of this teacher checklist is for progress. As the students complete an assignment during the class time, the teacher can just check off on the teacher checklist what they have finished. If they have completed Lesson 101, the final test, then you can put a check through that. And that way you know they've finished it. Also, something else we do is to monitor where each student is at, is just to put a little X by whatever they're working on. If they're working on memorizing Philippians 4:13, then I put an X by it. And that indicates to all the teachers, what that student is working on. And when they finish it, then I put a check through it. Another suggestion there is that the teacher who checks that, for that teacher to initial it, so that we know which teacher discussed it with that student in case we have a question or are wondering something on a particular project that they've been working on. It is also a means of communication, which I've basically already mentioned that, but is a way of, this teacher checklist is a way of communicating any important announcements. Let's say if a book report is going to be given at the end of class. That could be written at the bottom at 10:45. We need to have the students plan their goals and take the last 10 minutes of the class for a book report. or other specific announcements. If a student needs paper or needs a pencil, you could write that on there, and that way you'll remember to get them the pencil or paper or whatever they need. In preparing the teacher checklist, you just gather the goal sheets and set them down, organize them, and quickly write down what fill in this teacher checklist and as to what each student is working on. At that time, you may want to approve or disapprove of the goals that the students have set on their goal sheets. Okay. In locating this teacher checklist in the classroom, you may want to post it on the wall, on a clipboard, or in a place that would be convenient for each of the teachers to refer to it, but also in a place where you don't necessarily want the students coming over and looking at what all the other students are doing, but not that it really matters, and you may not want to be writing anything on there of real personal information relating to students. One of the ways that I found this to be helpful is it's a quick way of determining who needs to be taking a test in that personal studies class. And if one of the policies we have is trying to get all the testing done first. If a student has a final test or a self-test to take, we try to get that done right at the beginning of the class time. Okay, and I would basically, in the time frame that this takes is maybe 10 to 20 minutes, depending on how many students you have and also depending on your form of abbreviations. It can be done very quickly. That's basically all I have to share. And at this time, I'm going to open up for panel discussion on this subject.
Maybe in our discussion, we could first of all talk about the daily goal sheet. And then after we've talked about that, then talk about the daily checklist for teachers. But don't feel bad about switching back and forth. But if we could, I have a comment I'd like to make about the daily goal sheet. I have visited more than one center where they've told me, well, we tried it and we did away with it. It was too much trouble. That's their basic response. It was just too much trouble. The students complained about it. They didn't like it. And that, to me, explains all the more reason why we need to have it. Number one, I think it's tremendous discipline to teach a student to set goals. Number one, even in my own daily work, I at the beginning of the day, I make a list of all the things I want to get done. And I used to make those kinds of lists, and I'd put 20 things on my list, and I'd maybe get two or three things done. And part of the problem was I just had no concept, or I just had not disciplined myself to learn how much can I accomplish in 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, however many hours I'm scheduling. And so from that standpoint, most of these students have never scheduled their time. So yes, this will be a whole lot of trouble for a lot of new students, and they will complain about it. And so I just responded to them. I just responded to them with a smile and say, it's working. What do you mean it's working? Well, we intended this to be a challenge to you. You know, we intended this to be something that would stretch you and make you grow. It's hard for you? Great. You need a challenge, and I want to see you improve in this. So I would encourage you, even though it is a lot of work and students do complain, work at it with them, because it is really something that can be a very positive tool for teaching them to grow in terms of managing their time.
I've seen students who've been in the program for maybe 2 months really pick up and do a good job of filling it out. They're very specific, and they most of the time will complete everything they've set on there to do. And that's really one of the objectives of that goal sheet, is to help them become disciplined, to think about what their potential is, and to look ahead to the next day, to plan ahead, and to set some goals for that next day. And so I see it as a very positive thing. And as you said, it does take work. It takes work for the teacher too. because there's a little bit of time outside of class that is involved in looking over those goals and saying to yourself, is that really something he can achieve in that time period, or he or she can achieve in that time period?
You raised an issue, and I was wanting to follow it up with a question. When do you start your students on using the daily goal sheet?
We do it at the end of the first day. We usually let them get started in class with some of the regular activities of the first day, and then at the end of the class time, we'll bring it over to their desk, and sometimes I'll just write out what demonstrate to them how to do it at the end of the first day. But if they start at the first day, then it becomes a regular pattern. Whereas if you wait a day or two or three, then it may be harder to establish for them.
I do it a little bit differently in our center. What I like to do is not to overwhelm a guy with too much things right off the bat. So we will just let him work on one lesson. And when we start to introduce a second type of lesson in the personal studies, let's say either scripture memorization or the character quality, where he's actually having to balance his time between two different things, that's where we'll introduce the goal sheet so that he can start planning what he wants to do in this lesson and what he wants to do as far as the second lesson that he's working on, or character qualities. And I find that sometimes the guys are actually, they'll be asking, well, when am I going to start setting goals? And I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know if they're dreading it or what. But they're looking forward to that anyhow. They're asking questions about it. I think that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I have a comment I'd like to make about the daily checklist for teachers. And again, I've been in some centers where they diligently use them, and I've been in other centers where they say, oh, it's too much hassle, we don't use that. Or we don't have enough students to make it worth our while. I would like to speak in defense of the daily checklist for teachers. And incidentally, in case you were trying to find that earlier, the official title of that form is the Daily Checklist for Teachers. If any one of these very qualified teachers were to visit any other Teen Challenge Center or any place using the personal studies, and if that center or ministry was using the daily checklist for teachers, we could walk into that classroom 5 minutes before class starts, we could carefully read through that daily checklist for teachers, and we could teach that class and be able to effectively minister to those students. Now, obviously, there would be a few challenges trying to figure out which one is John and which one is Gary or which one is Nancy or which one is Ruth or whatever. But the point is that it does provide your teachers with a clear sense of direction on what is supposed to be happening in class. Another advantage is if there is an unexpected absence of a teacher. You know, you're definitely planning on being in class tomorrow, and then all of a sudden you get up in the morning, you're sick, and you're really sick, or you come to work and this something special has come up, and so you're not going to be able to be in class. If the daily checklist for the teacher is there, somebody else who's trained can step right in, and things can go on very smoothly. And so from my standpoint, I think that it can be a very powerful and effective help to the teacher. Another reason why I personally like it is my memory is very poor. And I can be talking to a student in class today, and we can be discussing a problem, and I'll say, boy, tomorrow I want to check up and see if they have that same problem tomorrow. And if I don't write it down, I'll forget it. So what I like to do is have tomorrow's daily checklist already on the clipboard right underneath today's, so that I can just flip that sheet right over and make a note, check to make sure that he doesn't do this again tomorrow like he did it today. Oh, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do this lesson that way, or whatever it is. That way I'm preparing myself for tomorrow as I'm going through the class session. And I have found that way it has helped me to remember to check up on things that I would forget. I just know from experience I'm a good forgetter.
Just to pick up on what you were saying, Dave, is it helps me to know I'm in control of the class as a teacher, and not to depend or rely solely on their goal sheet as my guide for what they should or should not be doing. There have been several occasions where a student has not taken a final test or a self-test, and they said they did, and they didn't. And you ask your other teacher, do you remember if he took that? No, I don't remember. And so then we end up being confused, and sometimes a conflict can result as because no one had written down or it wasn't communicated. And so to me, it just helps. It helps me to be on top of what's going on in the class time. And in our center, we have usually at least one other teacher in there. Sometimes two. Sometimes there'll be three in the personal studies classroom. And all of them have not really been involved in planning or in grading the papers for that day. And so this is a way of helping them to say, well, here's what everyone's doing. So at least I know before I go into the class, I'm not, or when I go into class, I can look at that very quickly and I know what everyone's working on. So I don't go in there very scatterbrained. I have a sense of direction, order, and so forth.
I'd like to make another point regarding speaking in defense of the daily checklist for teachers. All three of the men sitting here at this table, when they first went to work at their respective places of ministry, they started out as the teacher. Whether they had the title Director of Education when they first started, they eventually worked into that. All of them now have moved on to a higher position where they are no longer, well, in some cases, they may not be that intimately involved on a day-to-day basis in the classroom. If they want to know whether or not the present teachers are really teaching class the way they want class taught, one of the ways that they can find out is to go and look at that daily checklist for the teacher. You could sit down and take the last 2 weeks and just page through that and just see what kind of progress these students are making, and you would be able to get a fairly good idea of whether or not you feel the students are being handled the way you want them to be handled in terms of the expectations that are being placed on them. So from that standpoint, it does provide the director of education or the director of the program or whatever the title is of that person to be able to keep tabs on what is happening in the class. That should not be the only test that the director uses, but that is one way of finding out how things are going in the class.
Any other comments?
No, sir.
This concludes our session on how to use the